It's episode 149, and we've got plugins for custom gallery links, featured image thumbnails, security audits, conditional content, and more. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody.
And we've got a great episode for you coming from the Great White North here, me, where it's nice and freezing and electrical problems here in my office, but all else is good. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's a freezing 60 degrees here in Southern California.
It's been,
winter has set in.
It's been minus 3 here, or translated for our American friends down there, it's about 28 degrees.
Ouch. Wow. Computers run a little slower there,
my office is in a very old building, so hey, it's we've had some electrical issues over the last week.
Sorry to hear that. Well, we got some hot plugins to keep you warm here, John. So
that we
a lot
do.
Of cool things coming up.
And a couple of things right off the top. Don't forget, you can get the show notes at wppluginsatoz.com. And if you've got a moment, stop in and give us a review at Stitcher Radio and the iTunes Store. We would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks to everybody who's been reviewing us in iTunes. And Stitcher as well. I haven't quite seen any of the Stitcher reviews coming out, but keep hitting that thumbs up. Keep shooting us some stuff as far as on iTunes. The reviews really help as far as in the rankings, and when someone types in WordPress podcast or something like that, the more reviews we get and the more favorable reviews that we get, the more likely we are to appear in that search and grow our own community that talks about plugins every week. So we'd appreciate your help there.
That, and also don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. Aside from doing this great podcast for you every week and providing you with info, we make a living with WordPress. I myself, well, if you are one of the many people who are discovering that as WordPress advances, you just sometimes need that little extra something, little help, some professional help to get you through, or you broke something and you're in need of some emergency support, well, give me a call. You can visit me on my website, wppro.ca/emergency, or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729.
Excellent. And for my promotional slot this week, I'd like to talk about just briefly want to mention Industry Night, which is a new podcast that I'm doing on WPTavern.com. You can get it on iTunes by subscribing actually to the WordPress Weekly thing that Jeff Chandler and Sarah Gooding do over there at WP Tavern. I wanted to start a kind of a midweek podcast that would break it up from their traditional Friday roll. And it's a real simple, easy to listen to one-on-one podcast with me and one other person that happened to have created a plugin. So I hope you check it out. Just go to WP Tavern and look for Industry Night.
Yeah, that's a pretty good podcast. I've started listening to it and subscribed to it. So yeah, check it out, folks. It's really got some great info.
Thanks.
All right, and some WordPress news. Well, WordPress 3.8 is in beta 1 already.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some great new features coming, a new administration design, so something for me to bitch about later, I'm sure. There's going to be a new theme chooser in it. Well, if you in several other new tools, so give it a good checkout. And there is something here that many of my clients will like, and that is in the post creation. It's supposed to show what your post is going to look like when it's published. So this is going to be an interesting twist to see how well this works with all the different types of themes.
Yeah, you know what that is? We reviewed that plugin that eventually became part of Core as far as the previews go, the real-time preview.
Oh, okay.
And that's what's going to get integrated. Also, some news coming out, the theme directory within the repository is going to get a makeover so that we will be able to preview themes live.
Nice.
With demo content, just like you would at Theme Forest or any of those other ones. You'll be able to see off-the-rack themes and see how they look right before your very eyes. I think that's very cool.
It's going to be interesting. So 3.8 is going to be full of all kinds of new challenges and joys, I'm sure.
Yeah, and by the way, I already saw a plugin today that restores the 3.8 layout so to original specs of how you like it now, rather than going to the new flat look that everybody's doing, including 3.8 when it rolls.
Oh, are they rolling out a flat look too? Oh dear.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be flat. So there are already plugins out there that can restore that functionality to make it look exactly the way that it does now.
Of course there will be. Mm-hmm. And I've got something else for you Instagram addicts out there. I tripped across a good article on how to, if you put an Instagram photo out, it will automatically create a post on your WordPress website.
Hmm.
So it's something you might want to check out. It's a link in the show notes that will allow you to do that. So give it a good check.
Cool.
All right. And that's all we've got.
All right. Let's get on to it.
Let's roll it out. All right. So the first plugin I've got here for you all today is WP Gallery Custom Links. This plugin came about due to working with a theme that used the gallery post types, and the client wanted to link the images out to other pages. In particular, he wanted to link out to some affiliate photos that he was using. So we went looking and I found this plugin. It's a really great one. It adds a line in your gallery creation that allows you to add any URL you want for that image to link to, so that it doesn't automatically link just to the image or to the internal page. So with a nice quick setup, you can create your gallery, go through your images, and link them all out to wherever you want them to go on the web. It's a pretty cool little plugin. Works very nicely. Give it a checkout called WP Gallery Custom Links, and I give it a 4 rating.
I like that. I can think of some things that I would use that for already. Well, I've got something that actually is kind of along the same vein, John. This is called Featured Image Admin Thumb. And this is a real simple, one of these perfect little lazy plugins that we love, right? It displays a thumbnail image of the featured or post thumbnail when you're looking at the post and page view. So when you're looking at that big list of all your posts and pages,
right,
this just puts a little thumbnail of what the featured image is in that rows in the rows and columns of that list.
Yes.
So it's nice to get a little reference sometimes if you want to make sure that, you know, you can see what the featured image was, or maybe you want to change it or something like that. This gives you that option. So it's a short, sweet, simple little plugin, does everything that it says it does, really quick, really simple to use. Had to give it what else but a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. We'll have to give a pretend roar because the roar seems to have gotten lost. Roar.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And what have I got here for you? The next one, my local people know, I did a WordPress meetup on security. And so I ran across a few security plugins, and I have a few of them to bring forward over the next few episodes. This first one here is one that I found pretty useful, and I'll probably implement on several sites. It's called WP Security Audit. And of all the auditing plugins I've ever used, this one seems to be the best one. This one tracks literally everything you do and everybody. It tracks all the user activity, page activity, post creation, deletions, changes, modifications, user profile changes, what plugins are installed and deleted, and who installed and deleted them. It monitors system activity for logins, logout times, tracks the IP addresses, the users that logged in. It keeps a running log that allows you to limit the log size by number of lines or by a date. It does a lot of really great tracking tracking info. And if your website has multiple users that do many changes and sometimes they break stuff and you need to know who did what to fix it, this might be the tool for you. Or if you're like me and you regularly change things and forget what you did and then break stuff, this is definitely for you. So it allows you to track everything, and it works pretty smoothly and seamlessly, I've noticed, with very few problems. And I just have to give this one a top rating of 5 dragons. So check it out, WP Security Audit Log.
Wow, that looks great. I think that's going to be an install on every one of my sites that has more than me as the user.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, yeah, as you mentioned, there are times where a client or someone else will log in into the back end and go, oh, let me just update this for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let me take care of this for them. And it doesn't always work out the way that you expect.
Even for yourself, and me in particular on my own sites, I get so many things happening, I forget what I'm doing.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's move on to a cool plugin that I found. I've been looking for some things to do conditional content. You know, if one circumstance is met, such as a post type or something like that, then output this content. Or if user access level equals this, then put this content in. And it was kind of difficult to achieve that without doing some kind of crazy hooks. And I even did some weird gravity forms thing and tried to take the submit button out. So that I could take care of advantage of the conditional formatting within that. But I found this plugin, which basically takes it by short code. And you can set the attributes, like if the page type equals, you know, shoes, or the product type equals shoes, then it puts out an example, thanks for buying shoes, right? So you could use it as an exit page for an e-commerce site. You could use it as a sample, you know, subscription confirmation for an email list or something like that, where you're kind of responding in kind to the actual variable information. So it's a little tricky if you're not used to kind of getting into the dev end of things and creating sort of preconditions about it. But these are all short codes. This isn't like some crazy PHP formatting or anything like that that you have to do. So this is the simplest way to get conditional content that I've found thus far. So with that being said, I'd like you guys to check it out before you get in there and use it yourself. Make sure you kind of look through some of the examples and some of the situations that they use. But it is a little difficult to explain this without seeing it firsthand, so check out the show notes for more information on it. But in the meantime, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Sounds like it could be a very useful plugin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the final one I've got here today is a login security solution plugin. And while I found it to be fairly useful, I did find it to be a little annoying. But what it does is it does a very good job of monitoring logins, username, password strengths. It can notify you if someone breaches your site, and it does this by monitoring how many times a site or a username is tried to log in, and then if after, like say after 5 attempts at logging in, somebody logs in, well, it's a pretty good chance they breached it, because very few people forget their password 5 times in a row. Or you can set it higher, so it monitors that sort of thing. It can also force users to use a strong password. And you can age out passwords. In other words, put a limit on them, like after 3 months, they have to change their password. You can also limit old password usage so that they can't just cycle through the same number of passwords if you wanted to set up that sort of annoying security on your site. It'll also auto-log out users. This is the feature I found most useful and annoying, is it has a default set time of 15 minutes. And if you set it up and leave it, you walk away for 15 minutes or go do something, it automatically logs you out of your WordPress site. But you can set that time to anything you want. And that is a useful feature if you have a site where you have users logging in from multiple places, or you yourself log in from multiple places. It's a great way to get to make sure you're logged out of the website and you don't leave yourself logged in somewhere. So it's something to check out, mainly for that feature is what I like the most in it. And it's called Login Security Solution, and I give it a 4 dragon rating.
Hmm. I like that one too. That's, you know, if anything, those are the kinds of things that as designers and developers, you can add to a site and just put on your feature list, you know, as far as security.
Yeah.
You know, that along with the audit log that you talked about, you know, those are value added things that you can add to a site, and you can charge extra for stuff like that, or at least, you know, show that you warrant, you know, what you're charging, because you can give all those values. And yeah, sure, they're just plugins, but you know, they're also functions that actually really do work and have meaning in the world as far as the value that they bring to the site.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
All right, so let's close it out here with a really nice plugin that I just found. It's called Inherit Featured Image, and essentially what this plugin does, it's really kind of one of those lazy plugins that we like. If no featured image has been defined, or if you didn't put a featured image in for the post or the page or the post type or anything like that, then this plugin actually assigns a featured image from whatever the parent or the grandparent is, and you get to choose which one. So it will automatically add the featured image. Just say if it's a blog post and you have maybe a category and you signed a particular category or post type with a featured image, then this plugin would let you inherit all those sub posts with that image. So it's nice if you want to automatically kind of put in maybe a featured image, but obviously you have the ability to override that. If you want to manually put a featured image in yourself, you can do that. So this thing just kind of catches it at the last second if you forgot to put one in. This works very nicely with the other featured image list plugin that I reviewed out of the gate here today. This one works really nicely with it. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be handy, especially does it go backwards for, say,
yes,
you've got old posts that you never had featured image? Oh, that's very nice, because that can be handy if you've got posts that are quite old and back before the advent of featured images.
Yes. It goes into the get post metadata hook. Mm-hmm. So if it looks in the back of all your old pages, and if you don't have any post metadata as far as your featured image goes, it assigns it.
Yeah, I've got a couple of websites like that with posts before the age of featured images. So that's actually can be a very nice thing to have.
Sure. As long as you set the parent up, then everybody else will inherit that down the train, you know, nice tree.
All right. Well, that brings us to close it up. I covered through this the WP Gallery Custom Links, gave it a 4 rating. The WP Security Audit Log gave it a 5 rating, and the Login Security Solution gave it a 4.
And I talked about Featured Image Admin Thumb, which I gave a 5 out of 5. WordPress Conditional Content, a little tricky to describe, but certainly not so once you see it running, gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about Inherit Featured Image, which lets you grab the father or grandfather of your particular post and use their featured image, gave that one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. And I do want to place a big thank you to all of our American folks down south there who helped bring forward the Black Friday sales to Canada, finally.
So all right.
Hey, there's one benefit of being up here.
Did you have a doorbuster?
I actually managed to get most of my Christmas shopping on Saturday morning in front of the computer, because for some reason this year, all of the Canadian companies decided to do Black Friday weekend sales like the U.S. It's like, sweet. That's very nice.
Now, can I give a bit of marketing insight to some people about this week as far as this goes? If you watch, this especially just happened because of Cyber Monday, right? If you got a message on Tuesday saying extended Cyber Monday, that means somebody didn't make their numbers on Monday. Okay?
Most likely.
So that's just to let you know who's slacking out there as far as their online e-commerce presence. Just check your inbox. That'll let you know.
Although our biggest sale will actually be Boxing Day, so.
And yeah.
The day after Christmas, and that's usually the biggest sales we have here.
Yeah, that's when everybody takes back things here.
Yeah, that's Return It Day in the States. Here it's a big shopping day. So that brings us to the close. We've got a little bit of a commercial for you. And don't forget, hosting, big part of your WordPress website. Without good quality hosting, you will notice the problems with your site loading. So give a check to Green Geeks Hosting, who offers good quality, speedy hosting at a reasonable price. You can save $30 off of their plans by using the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS. So go give them a check out, Green Geeks Hosting.
And I've got a second Inc. sponsor to talk about this week. This is LD Products. They are the parent company for 4 Inkjets and 123 Inkjets. If you use plugin 13, that's the coupon code PLUGIN13, it'll give you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges and free shipping on all orders over $49. You know, you're going to be getting Christmas printers out there. You're probably going to be wanting to print all those holiday newsletters with all your photos of your family and things. Why spend $15 a pop for ink? Buy it in bulk. Use this coupon PLUGIN13 at LD Products and get them as low as $4 a piece.
And the usual reminders, don't forget to stop in at iTunes, give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. And for all you Canadian listeners, please go drop in more reviews there and bring us back up further in the Canadian iTunes stores. And you can visit us at blueberry.com, VOA, or Stitcher Radio. And if you're listening on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would appreciate it.
Awesome. And how can they contact us, John?
They can get hold of me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or if you need emergency support, drop in at wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And you can see what I got going on over at WP Tavern. I've got the daily plugin where I talk about plugins that come out throughout the week. And also the new industry night show. So check it out at WPTavern.com.
Excellent. That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.